Welcome to Thursday night with Jake and Xenophobe and Riff. How are you guys doing, Xenophobe and Riff?
Doing pretty good.
I'm finally over my strep throat. I can talk again. It's awesome.
Yay.
It is awesome. Wait, Riff doesn't think it's awesome.
It's awesome.
Okay, Riff does think it's
jerk.
Awesome.
Jerk.
Anyway.
Up yours.
Jerk up yours. It's Thursday, and we're doing our Thursday show, coming back from rollover with a bunch of ass slow lag-tasticness. We haven't actually spent a lot of time lately looking into figuring out how to make that not happen. Whoops, hey, there I went and just unplugged the other feller's mics here. Ah! And then I rolled over my own mic cord. I'm gonna hope that everyone, so people can still hear me. Apparently, So we haven't exactly figured out a system for getting all this shit set up. So there's just a lot of wires running across the entire office. Sorry about that, kids.
Are we back?
Anyway, we got to figure out a way to back up the databases without without having to actually down the server, because downing the server is what causes all this horrible lag. But, you know, if it makes you feel any better, the slowness of the server is actually the server struggling to make itself faster. And it eventually works. Let's see what we got for questions. Good amount of questions. I am, however, going to do a system message right now that says, Jick, comma, Xeno, comma, and Riff are on the radio right now. Please send...
Alternatively, we can just yell really loud and hope that everyone hears it.
Yeah.
Bear via chat PM.
No, I suppose a system message works too.
Like calls from the public. Just yell into your phone really loud.
Mike Pope says, hey, send a message telling everyone you're on the radio as I was hitting enter on the system message. I'm echoing. Eric the Real Band says, I don't know that there's anything I can do about that. I've got everything turned off here. I can.
Did you kill your speakers?
I did. They are completely shut off. You should adopt your next pet from an animal shelter, by the way. That's the the message of tonight's broadcast. Let's see what people are saying.
Naked Jew asks, when will Hanks be restored to being called simply Hanks? Why is it still burning? And what about the half a cannon? I was asking Jick to re-unburn Hanks tonight, but he was like,
Well, I want to draw a nicer version of Hanks, and it would be like Hanks renovated.
Hanks no longer mostly burned down.
Hanks, yeah.
Are we keeping the half a cannon?
I don't know what we're going to do with the half a cannon. Maybe it could be melted down into some sort of...
We could sink it in the
Eiffel Tower.
Some sort of awful tower.
65 feet high and painted blue. And
a gift from distant lands.
Yeah, they could, some sort of Statue of Liberty, which was actually filled with French soldiers. And since they lived in the seaside town.
Oh, no.
Wow. Well, first have a nap and then invade America.
But I'm tired.
Canker Girl says, care to explain why the item drop rate on 8-bit Realm monsters is still capped while many others are not? I like greater than 3 pixel drops. Well, those monsters and their drops were carefully chosen to make each item equally likely to drop, I think.
I think you're right.
That's why. Yeah. And I mean, plus it's based on the actual composition of the enemy. And, you know, we didn't have a lot of colors back in those 8-bit days. Yeah. Dogalicious says, could it be possible to add to our advertising budget from Hanks? Probably not. And they could use...
It's just sort of like letting people sink more meat.
It is.
But it's also just not necessary.
Yeah, I mean, then it's like everybody's going to be all like, but I want to manage my store from Hanks. Although, you know, I don't know. If that ever gets to be something that you xenophobe feel like doing in an afternoon, I mean, the whole...
Well, adding the ad stock store from Hanks?
Yeah. I mean, if it was as simple as the gift shop thing, and, you know, if it only showed any options if you actually have stuff in Hanks, I mean...
Yeah.
So we need to rework that whole stocking the store page anyway.
Yeah, I guess
you
so.
Know, what we need is to get some feedback from some people who use the shit out of their stores.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, maybe Riff. Riff uses a store.
I use my store. What was that? Sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, yeah, then nice. Good work there.
Riff,
you're fired.
Oh.
Wow, firing Riff made him sad.
Fine, I'm just going to take my guild quests and go home.
Aw.
Oh, wait, this is my home.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck, I'm screwed now.
Yeah, that is going to suck when I fire you, because I won't have the heart to kick you out on the street. And, yeah. Naked Juice says, I want to make a thread on the KOL forums about the JIT quotes page. Where should this go? Gameplay? Community? I'd say community. 001 says, you should make a standalone Kingdom of Loathing game that contains nothing but a browser and a bookmark of the game, along with some cheap trinkets. Speaking of cheap trinkets, how you doing on the feelies there?
Doing pretty good. We got one of the two of the components came in the mail today, and the thing that I had to sign up to get printed, I got the proofs back, and they're awesome, so those are in production, and got a lot of stuff for the making of other things.
All right.
So that's a very non-specific, yeah.
I mean, I feel like it's not that bad of an idea to spoil it, because we kind of got it.
That's true. We
were
probably
selling it as like a mystery goodies pack.
No, I was thinking we'd probably have a list of what's in it. So okay, well the typical tavern matchbooks are being printed, and
oh hot shit, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and I got the black velvet bags for the pork elf goodie sacks, and the little paper umbrellas today. And stuff to make the various maps and the King's Letter.
I wonder if we could get our T-shirt company to print a little Sword and Martini guy on the black bags. That would be interesting, actually, to be able to sell KOL dice bags.
That would be cool.
And just have like a couple of pork elf jewels in them.
Yeah.
Along with the dice.
Or we could make pork elf dice.
Yeah,
you kind of. Get like the bags are kind of fuzzy. I don't know how well they print.
Huh. Maybe we could.
The other thing is, why would the pork elves have the Sword and Martini guy on their bags?
Hell, I don't know. Fine. So we'll have another product.
I demand
Sword and Martini guy vice grips. By which I mean
I demand authenticity in my fictional props.
Are they mad fictional props?
Are Matt comments that KOL dime bags would be better?
Hmm. Interesting.
Not sure what you'd fill them with, though.
Dimes.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I keep in my dime bags. Fineldar says that I sound like a Zachary, but that Mr. Skullhead does not sound like a Joshua.
Does he sound like a Joshua Tree?
He sounds like a... To me, he sounds like a Bono. I don't know that he actually sounds
Does he have a Bono. B in his Bono?
To me, he actually sounds like a black woman crossed with Neil Diamond. But that's only when he sings. Shaggy asks about a sleaze test in the Daily Dungeon. Yeah, that's a good...
Oh, man.
I don't know what...
I can only imagine the ride.
Yeah. It's something you need sleazy protection to get past. Maybe yeah. It could be the naughty squid, the tentacle monster.
Yeah, you know, just some sort of...
some kind of evil hentai demon.
Or, you know, a stack of porn that you had to move out of the way of a
get distracted by it.
Yeah, you'd have to have sleaze resistance to not be distracted by the porn.
Hot Nobgoblin porn. That's something I don't feel that we should ever need to sell in our store.
In the real store?
Yeah.
Hot Nobgoblin porn.
Yeah, I think we can skip that.
Ugh.
Yeah, well. Let's see. Fusilliban says he'd totally buy a KOL dice bag with optional pork elf dice. Laura Chan says, at the perplexing door in the skeleton key part, you should be able to replay again without having to re-click time after time. Yeah, that's true. That should be fixed.
Probably. Yeah, I watched someone try to brute force the perplexing or the skeleton door the other day, and it looked like a pain in the ass.
Yeah, I mean, you're not supposed to brute force it.
Yeah, I mean, if you get a pencil and some paper and make notes.
No, the skeleton door.
The skeleton door.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, they're not talking about
that's
the...
That's harder. The guard's door. Yeah,
the skeleton door
is not, yeah, not something I would want to, I mean, yeah, people do it. But
like last month when there were like 6 Clovernays the entire month.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So there are times when you have to brute force that, and that's why it's brute forceable, otherwise you'd just be sitting there without clovers for days on end. Days on end, rather. But, yeah, that might... I watched someone do that. Like I said, I watched someone brute force that the other day, and it just looked like a gigantic pain in the ass. So, perhaps there should be an interface improvement.
You know that the undead Irish mafioso Don O'Skeletor is an anagram of Skeleton Door.
Wow.
Great.
Sorry.
I'm happy that you now know that.
So, I keep losing the questions because I have too many browser windows open. And my stomach hurts because there's too much roast beef in it. Riff, have you seen Freddy Got Fingered?
Not in a while.
Okay.
I just remember the sausage song.
Such a great movie.
And the backwards man.
I know everyone disagrees with me. Don't tell me you're so goddamn stupid you don't know the difference between hot and cold. That's Rip Torn is just my favorite thing in the world. He's just really good in Men in Black, and he's really good in Freddy Got Fingered, and those are actually the only things I've ever seen him in.
Yep.
So my assessment of him as the greatest thing in the world is really not so comprehensive. Ron asks if we can make a way that you can talk in 2 different clans at the same time. Probably not. He's suggesting, giving access. You know what we never did really explore was the idea of setting up custom chat channels.
That wouldn't be too terrible.
It wouldn't, because we could just give the player another sort of, like, you'd have to be invited to it, I guess. But
I had to think about how that would work.
I mean, because we were thinking about it. We were talking about it before. Because right now, the way it works, I mean, it would just be a single channel, right?
Yeah.
But, like, clan, you know how clan works? Then you can only see it. So, I mean, custom would work where you would only see it if you were tagged as being in the same custom channel.
Huh.
So, but, I mean, we'd have to figure out how to do it, like, if more than one person had invited you to a custom channel. The channels would have to sort of expire, and somebody else would have to get mod privileges when somebody left, and we'd basically be, like, rewriting IRC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Demir asks, will the Ice Baby get a buff when dual wielding is rolled out? If it works like I imagine it will, the Hippo Whip will have a better overall effect than it stat-wise. Ha. Huh.
Is the Hippo Whip more powerful than the... Ice Baby?
Let me double check. Let me get myself on.
I mean, the thing is, when dual wield rolls out, if dual wield limits the effectiveness of offhand items, it does so for everyone who is a seal clubber and has that level 12 skill. I mean,
yeah, the Hippo Whip is plus 10 the monster level.
What's the Ice Baby?
It's plus 1 stats per fight.
Oh. Wait a minute.
That's about 2.5 times.
Yeah, but it's plus 1 stats per fight without making the monster harder. I mean, I would argue that that has utility to non-power gamers. I mean, yeah. You know, there's obviously going to be some stuff that is not useful if you are just pursuing the optimum strategy. But I mean,
all right, then.
Like a lot of people, I think, look at monster level increasers and think of it as a bad thing. So, who knows?
It's an interesting concern, though, I think. Neon Gray says, hey, if you're a cosmetic shit to fix pile, if you gain one level from getting multiple stat points at once, as in a level 1 saucer eating pate, it says you gain some levels. That's actually a bug with if you eat your goose liver at the very beginning of your run and before doing anything else. It's just some sort of weird one-off, or off by one, rather.
Oh, just because of the way the math works at level 1?
Yeah. Huh. So I started working on it, and then the database went down, so I'll probably fix that shortly after rollover.
Neon Gray, he does say, odd, and now I just did it again, and it said you gain a level. Maybe it only happens at level 1. Yeah, I think that is the case.
Yeah.
Vicky asks if I like Duran Duran. There is money riding on your answer. You all can take a vote if it's necessary. Or do we like Duran Duran, I guess. I'm
really
indifferent.
Remember Duran Duran.
I have no opinion of Duran Duran.
I never listened. I didn't listen to Duran Duran when they were popular and haven't hunted any of their stuff down to listen to it again since.
I mean, I'm familiar with the origin of their name. I'm familiar with Rio and Hungry Like the Wolf, and Rio is
good. Oh, yeah, Hungry,
good.
Yeah, those are pretty good songs.
Girls on Film was good, but only when it was covered by Wesley Willis.
I don't know that one.
It was awesome because Wesley Willis, every one of his songs, the chorus was just the name of the song repeated 4 times, so somebody suggested that Girls on Film would be the perfect song for him to cover, since the chorus is just Girls on Film.
You do realize by having invoked Wesley Willis' name that we're going to have to play Vampire
Bat. Yeah, we're going to have to play Vampire Bat at the next break. Yeah. Awesome. You know what? I am actually gonna find that and queue it up right now, so somebody else...
Yeah. Grayson asks, any word on the item of the month yet? Yes.
These are still questions from before.
Yeah, I actually went out and cleaned them out a day or two ago, because you hadn't cleaned them out for like a week.
Right, I forgot.
So,
yeah. I think I did it, I just hadn't done it since Monday.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the database is always down when the Monday show ends now.
Yeah. Ooh,
so.
Yeah, it kind of sucks. Oh... Let's see.
Right, Vampire Bat is queued up.
Hot shit.
And you know what that means? That means we also have to play Inflammatory Writ and Rock Lobster. And you know, we haven't heard the Smells Like Teen.
Yes, it's a cover of
Smells Like Teen. Oh, we haven't played that in a long time.
Yeah, right.
I don't think we played that at all when Kevin was here.
This is going to be a fun musical break.
Yeah, if we ever do it. Let's see here.
And Cow and Bee's Breakfast at Tiffany's. That's too many songs.
We could split it up over two. Let's see here. Kisa says, hey, can you guys do the same thing with the Colossal Closet interface that you did with the Autocell interface? I'm not quite sure how that would work.
Yeah, because you'd need 2 sets of it. I would think that would just be confusing.
Yeah. Let's see here. Heartless One says, hey, why whenever you hit unequip all of it in the gear inventory, doesn't it unequip the... What? Oh, yeah, I think he's asking why whenever you hit unequip all, it doesn't get rid of your familiar equipment. Because I think most people prefer it that way. I don't know for sure, because I'm not most people. I mean, I try to be, but I just sort of start breaking down when I realize that I'm not more than one person.
He also asks, so I have 3 boxes left over from the time disaster that won't go away. Can't use them. How can I get rid of the damn things besides putting them in my closet?
You should be able to just use them.
No, because they're not consumed, which is just stupid. That was just a dumb design decision on my part. I made them not be consumed if it can't find the item in the row in the gift table, which they should be. I feel like there are probably also still some people with gift packages that they don't have the items for.
It seems like I ran a query to fix that.
I know that I did, but it was before White Wednesday. I feel like White Wednesday just might have messed
things
up.
And we should do it again.
We should do that. Yeah, we should make a post-it note here that is to make sure that that's okay and to switch the gifts to last in, first out.
Yeah.
It's really probably only like 15 minutes work.
Yeah, I don't
to
do
both
right
of
now.
Those things. No, of course not right now. We're on the radio, man. Working on the radio is for lamezores.
You got a great face for radio.
Yeah, well. I got a great face for your mom's twat.
Yep. Anyways, let's see here. These questions kind of suck.
Stable Four says, I dare you to read one paragraph from my site that I read one paragraph from and didn't laugh.
Sorry. Try it.
He asked also if any of us has watched Neon Genesis Evangelion. Is that anime? Because if so, no.
I've watched all of it except the end, which I hear sucks, so I haven't bothered to watch it.
I very much dislike Neon Genesis Evangelion for reasons I'm not going to get into because of our current real-life audience who I'm sure doesn't care.
Haiku Oracle wants us to remind everyone that he can write horoscopes for people if you private message him with the word horoscope. That's Haiku Oracle, which you'll have to PM as Haiku _ Oracle. Right, and Naked Jew points out that, and which I need to talk to Bashy about, that the grammar is incorrect in his custom item description. Not quite Bashy enough, like...
I read that paragraph of the introduction of the site that Stable 4 posted, and it was not funny at all. Sorry, Stable 4.
Yeah, it's just a really elaborate site about some video game idea that this guy has come up with and wants to tell the world about, I guess. And weird. I don't know.
But, yeah, it's not...
Yeah. You know, our retention rate seems to be going up here.
Oh, are we keeping more people?
Yeah, I mean, we're staying above 50,000 accounts played in a day, which is like, you know...
Yeah.
20,000 a day more than it was before we got the new servers.
Man.
2,244 on right now, which seems pretty high for...
Yeah, actually, yeah, that's higher than I remember. Than all. Except for the one... Well, there was the one time when Flush Online died, and we had, like, 3,200 people online.
Yeah, well, yeah.
But those weren't all real people.
Although the one time it screwed up and we just had, like, 1,500 people logged on to one of the boxes,
yeah.
It was still working.
Yeah, well, the rest of the game was still working, but that box was slow as shit.
Well, yeah, but it was slow, but it was still working.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, we can always... it was still fast on dev when that was happening.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we can still throw more web servers at it. Like,
I think right now the bottleneck's going to be... well, you know, I'm not really sure. I'm not sure, like, I don't know if it's, like, really laggy right now. It doesn't seem to be on dev, but that's...
Well, I mean, dev gives us an idea of how fast it would be if we just threw another web server on for people on that web server,
yeah.
You know? I mean, it's... yeah, I don't know.
It seems like we're doing pretty good. I mean,
we're eventually going to hit some other bottleneck that I just have no goddamned idea how we're going to fix
yeah.
it.
Right now, the sort of churn rate that we're on right now, we're not really going to hit that bottleneck anytime soon.
Yeah.
But if we got... If, like, Penny Arcade linked us or something...
Yeah. If we got... I mean, we can throw 4 more CPUs into each of the database servers, but I don't know how much that would actually help.
It would also require us to take down the database servers for a while, which... You know, would kind of suck.
Yeah, that's true. But I mean, for a hardware upgrade,
we just take them down.
You know, for
a
hardware upgrade, we could have the game down for a day.
You need both of them.
Yeah, they both have to. They both have to be running for the game to run.
Oh, database servers. I was thinking the other servers.
No, you can take down as many web servers as you want.
Yeah, web servers. We don't so much upgrade as just buy new identical ones and throw in the rack.
Yeah,
but not throw in the towel. Because we're not ready to throw in the towel. Let's see. I keep accidentally...
Count D says, for April Fools, you should move everything in the Kingdom 1 inch to the left. Oh, we have things for April Fools. We've been thinking about that all year. Riff and I have something. I can't even remember it. I'm sure maybe Riff does.
Should we warn them about the KOL calendar analog to April Fools Day?
Nope.
You guys are going to love that.
See, things like that are whenever they just sort of let me decide what happens, and that's bad. Like, Friday the 13th, that was completely designed and, you know, rolled out by me. So, things like that are evil. That's why they don't let me make decisions around here. Oh, with.
Fusor is telling us about Adverbum. Says a good language-oriented puzzle IF game. I don't remember if I've played that or not. I think I might be getting it. I know that there was, like, I played some game where there were certain rooms where you could only use words that started with a specific letter, and you just had to figure out synonyms of all the things you wanted to do that started with a specific letter. And I remember the first time I played it, I managed to get through all of them, and then the second time I played it, I was only able to get through one of the four. And I just completely forgot how it was that I got through. I'm not sure that that's the same game, but it might be. Did you ever play Norden Burt Couldn't Make Head or Tails of It?
Yeah.
That was an excellent game.
That was a good game. It was hard.
Grayson says, will there ever be any reagent potions which do anything other than boost stats? If one of them could boost item drops, that would be rather cool. There will be. The Sorcerers will eventually get a level 15 improved reagent makery skill.
We'll probably need ideas for that, so that'll probably end up in there somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we're doing, you know, item drops, meat drops, and then, like, plus monster level, and then adventure and monster chance modifiers, and, yeah.
Freak2100 says, ah, my feather boa constrictor isn't asphyxiating my opponents. Help. I fixed that earlier today.
Was there actually a bug that was...
Yeah, we're calling the process damage function in there, because I changed it to do... The feather boa constrictor does sleazy damage. When I made that change, I forgot to add in the bit that actually applies the damage and, you know, doubles it if the monster is the right...
Wow, did that mean that every attack familiar wasn't...
No, I was kind of sick when I did that.
No, but there's not just a single process damage function at the end. You actually did it for each one.
Yeah, for some weird reason.
No, that's okay, because if there ever was something that, I don't know, made it...
Yeah, I guess I should have told you that. So now you know. So it doesn't do it at the end for some weird...
No, that totally makes it... There's no reason. I mean, it's not expensive at all to call that function as many times as we want.
And it calls it a lot, the fight code.
Yeah. No, but that's great. I mean... works. Shaft 1986. Ow. Bit my tongue, son of a bitch. Not you, Shaft 1986. Is there ever going to be something different about the 30 combat round expiration? Is Jick actually working on anything like the message says? You know, now it's not so much that the round limit needs to be there, because otherwise there are certain things that people will abuse. By sort of artificially extending combat as long as they can to get certain familiars to do certain things. Like,
yeah, I think keeping the 30-turn round limit fuckery is a good idea.
Maybe we should just change the message.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is, we could just make it funny, and it's part of game mechanics instead of, like, something that people are asking us why we haven't fixed it yet.
Yeah.
Shaft 1986 also says, could we get some non-drinking adventures put in the typical tavern for those of us on the teat path? There's more to do in a tavern than drink. Darts and trivia night come to mind. Yeah, we've been trying to figure out a way to make the tavern different-y anyway. Maybe. Redpot says, is there a way where the game can recognize people whom you've won against in PvP for that day? I guess. I mean, why... We could start keeping track of that if you gave us a compelling reason to do so. Heartless One sends us some porn passwords. Woo! Misinformed says, I sent a message before, but I was wondering if the Beyond the Pale reference was from Jim Gaffigan. No. That's just a phrase. I wonder what the origin of that phrase is.
I'm not sure. We could ask Mr. Skullhead. Isn't he the one that thought that wrote that?
I don't remember. I don't remember what that's... What the actual... Where is that? Where does that phrase actually appear in-game?
It's the... whenever you ascend and you're in Valhalla, the little blue bar above the map says Beyond the Pale.
Let's see what this says. Beyond the Pale... The phrase beyond the pale, meaning beyond the limits of law or decency, was in use by the mid-17th century. The phrase is a reference to the general sense of boundary, not to any of the particular places, such as the English pale in Ireland, which bore that name. What? Oh, the word pale, okay, I get it. It means the same as a stake, particularly one used to make a fence or border marker. Okay. You can still find this sense in paling fence or palisade. There we go.
More people asking about the March item of the month. These are all from, like, 3 hours ago.
Yeah. Omega Seeker says, will there ever be a familiar of the month with sombrero slash volleyball capabilities? That would be... No. I mean, that would just be so much better than every other familiar in the game.
If it was both a volleyball and a...
Yeah, no one would ever have a reason to use anything else.
I think maybe what he meant by that, and maybe he didn't, this isn't what he meant. Like, if we release familiars that, you know, like the Cheshire bit, and instead of volleyball plus meat drops, it's sombrero plus meat drops.
Right.
Which should just sort of give us a reason to recreate all the other familiars.
Yeah.
So I mean, maybe we need, like, a year where we didn't want to come up with new Mr. Store
yeah,
items.
Yeah, if we just completely run out of ideas. SPNirology says, you've said that getting new servers led to a higher retention of new people. I have to disagree. It was the Toot Oriole that did it all. Huh. I don't know if he's being serious or not. I think that definitely probably helps, though. Definitely,
yeah,
probably.
Actually, one of the people I played Tribes with started playing the game, and she was talking about how much she liked the Toot Oriole and the Fluffy Bunnies, and so she seemed to enjoy that. It was interesting to see her reactions to the game.
Fifi Katana says, when I set my time zone to GMT, K-mail times come up as 2 hours earlier than they actually are. I've set myself to GMT plus two, but that's a lie, really. Yeah, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if that doesn't work right at all, because just because our time zone stuff here is so fucked
wait,
up.
Wait, did we update that at all when we moved the servers?
Oh. No.
That would be why, then. Let me set myself a K-mail, because I know I have that option enabled.
Yeah, okay.
Blah, is my K-mail.
Oh, right, because, it's still expecting the server time to be at GMT plus 9.
Do I have mine set? Let me check.
Because we're what, GMT... We're GMT minus 7 here? But that's one nice thing, we're always...
Oh, yeah, I have myself set to GMT minus 500. So
see, we're actually at GMT minus 7, so it is 2 hours off.
Yeah, because okay. I think that's completely due to the server change. If we just modify the time diff function to do less of that.
Karmic95 asks why the stainless steel scarf is an accessory while the extreme scarf is a hat.
Exactly.
Riff, why?
Why is the stainless... I don't know. I think I've asked you that before, actually.
No, you're supposed to come up with some narrative justification.
Oh, okay. Why, which one is the accessory?
The stainless steel
one is an accessory because you don't actually wrap it around your neck because you might decapitate yourself, so you keep it in your pocket.
So that way you might accidentally decapitate your pocket instead?
Yes.
All right. NeoCamp22 says, Yo tengo una problema. I tried to change the email, but when I went to my old email, it was deactivated. The email was already sent, so when I activated it, I couldn't get the email. That's confusion about how this works. The only way that the change email function was going to be at all useful is if you could do it in the absence of access to your old email address. So it doesn't matter. It sends an email to your old address so that you can cancel it and so that it would notify you if somebody else did it to you. But it's not necessary for you to get that email. You can have that email just go off into the Bitbucket to some deactivated email address, and basically just making the change and waiting 2 weeks will change your email address. You don't have to do anything other than initiate the process and then wait. ZZT Man the Fifth. I wonder if that's... Did you ever play ZZT?
No.
I don't think they made a Mac version of it.
What is it?
It's this old... I don't know. Like, it was a... I wouldn't call it a roguelike, exactly. It was this weird game where it was, like, ASCII graphics, but you were running around, and your attack was like a whip that swung around and just destroyed everything on all sides of you, and you sort of had to make your way through these pyramids and stuff. And I don't know. It was really hard. But it was like a really user-extensible game, so a lot of people released their own levels for it and stuff. But, I don't know. Maybe not a lot of people. Maybe it was just four or five people who were really into it. Yeah. Moop is asking when we'll add the offhand remark.
That's pretty funny. ZZ had the fifth question, which we could just completely forgot to ask.
Oh, right, right, right.
Is, I think that there should be an air guitar item with insert the pirate hearts, but I just sort of forgot there. If you could have an acoustic guitar and heavy metal from the guitar, why not an air guitar? I'm not sure.
Every single player in the game already has an air guitar equipped.
We were thinking about changing the heavy metal thunder guitar to a weapon, making it a ranged weapon, a two-handed axe. Should be pretty funny. That's why I wanted to read that, because I thought everyone would be excited about that.
Sylvan Knight says, can you give a specific date as to when the skills will be implemented? Just curious so I can plan my next run. I'm guessing that it will be tomorrow. There is a real slight change that I want to make with the dual wield skill.
Are we going to retool the Turtle Tamer one?
I think maybe we should roll it out the way that it is to give us some extra time to test.
Do you think people will groove on that, though? Do you think that's a good idea?
I don't know. Maybe we just shouldn't roll out the 14 Turtle Tamer.
Yeah.
So Turtle Tamers, like Seal Clubbers will get skills up to 14, Turtle Tamers to 13, and then Pasta Master Saucers, Disco Bandits, and Accordion Thieves to 14, except for Accordion Thieves, we'll get it to 15.
Or we're going to roll out Accordion Thieves 15, too?
Yeah, we might as well.
Yeah, I guess it's done.
And with a little bit of dicking around, we could probably get the Seal Clubber 15 out, too, although it's not going to be super useful until the rest of the 15 skills come out.
I was going to say, I think that's a little bit ambitious.
Yeah. I mean, really, we just have to decide what they do. I mean, the only thing left on that skill is figuring out what the high-level ones do, and then I guess adding the guy to the guild store that does the other shit.
I say not do it.
Yeah, not right away. So. Yeah.
It would be better to get, because there's some kind of cool skills out there that I think people will use, especially the Apostomancer and Sorcerer 14 skills. I think people will enjoy those thoroughly.
The Gunrun asks if I ever found out who bought BSLnet.com. No, I have no idea. I haven't ever actually looked it up. He also says, anybody over there play... No, actually, it's The Rum says, hey, Jake and Company, anyone over there ever play Shadow of the Colossus? And if so, what did you think of it? And would it be possible to include any in-game references to it? Probably no. Probably not going to write about that. I played the first boss, Riff.
I played the first two. I enjoyed it. I just haven't got around to going back and playing more of it.
The Gunrun says, what will you name your future children? And if you had to kill them, how would you do it? I plan on naming my firstborn son Edgar Normus so that he can go by E. Normus Johnson.
Wow.
Either that or...
Then said he can sue you for...
Richard Rodney. Dick Rod Johnson. Peter... John Thomas Peter Dick... Rod Johnson.
Edgar Normus.
Yeah, I do like Edgar. I like just Normus as a middle name. N-O-R-M-U-S. Blackhawk says, when do the people that lost meat in rollovers get the meat back? I don't know what you're talking about.
I think he just wants free meat. You should ban him.
It's probably true. Skull of Lame says, Skull of Flame or Skull of Lame. Will the new store at the market be closed? No?
It's permanent. I don't know why people keep thinking that it's going to be closed. I've heard that more than once.
The Armory?
Yeah. I don't understand.
Huh.
Maybe people just want rare items or something.
The Tort of Leany says, can you give me the URL for the podcast? I keep missing your Monday show, and KOL Coldfront doesn't update very regularly. I keep forgetting the address of the podcast.
Look at Stargazer67's profile.
Well, don't mind if I do.
I'll answer a question while you look at that. O'Grady asks, when will you be addressing the issue of delayed accounts on White Wednesday's Day? that's far.
Wow.
Yeah. One, type better. Three, If you
type better accounts for the first two.
Yeah. If your account got deleted on White Wednesday, create a new account. The only way your account could have possibly been deleted on White Wednesday is if you were a level, if you had created your character that day. Or also, you might have had your account be expired due to inactivity, for completely unrelated reasons.
Yeah, so, if you hadn't played for 2 months and you were planning on playing the day of White Wednesday to reset your flag.
Yeah, so if that happened, just create a new account. I can't imagine a situation in where you lost more things that you can gain back in like a day or two. And we also have no record of that, and we have no idea who could have possibly ever fallen into that hole. So it's even if we wanted to, we couldn't. And then they asked us when we're rolling out new skills. Pretty soon now.
What are you guys talking about, Rip Torn?
I don't know.
That was a long time ago.
Rip Torn, is Rip Torn in Doctor Strangelove?
No, but apparently the part played by Slim Pickens, the guy that rides the bomb, that part was originally written.
OMG, spoilers.
Oh my gosh. But apparently that part was originally written for Rip Torn.
Huh. How old? When did, it always fucks me up. Like, when did Doctor Strangelove come out? Was it in the 70s? If only there was some vast network of computers.
Yeah.
While you guys fuck around on IMDb.com,
I actually still have that tab open.
They will show NASA.
1964.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Was that when did Kubrick start making movies?
I don't know.
When he was 3. Devilshone says, instead of Photoshop or PaintShop for images, try the GIMP at www.gimp.org. I do not like the GIMP.
Yeah, I don't like the GIMP either.
I mean, I've been using Photoshop for most of my natural life, which is pretty sad, actually. But it just, there's things that seem to be fundamentally missing, and I can't put my finger on them. Most of them have to do with selections, and just look and feel is completely wrong. I imagine if I had used the GIMP since I was 11, I would be better at it. Or I would prefer it, but since I've been using Photoshop since I was in diapers. Yes, I was in diapers at 11. Not really. It just feels better. I imagine Jick is the same way with PaintShop Pro.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm getting such a rash and a shit every time it comes up that I'm almost willing to like sit down and try and learn how to use Photoshop. Of course, I mean, all that means is, spending $700 on a Photoshop license instead of...
in that, Riff and I sort of want Photoshop licenses anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, Riff especially, I could do without it, but...
Yeah. Way to admit you've been using Photoshop without a license on company time.
I haven't been using it since I've been here.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, me neither. Yeah. Really?
So, yeah, seriously, I've not been using...
Yeah.
My mom had a legal copy. Seriously, my mom is a graphic designer, and that's where I learned how to use it from her. So I was using her copy before I came here. Like, what sort of graphics work do I have to do here?
Well, the marching ants on the mushroom plot. Yeah.
That was just a simple...
But that was a lot. You did that before you started working here.
Yeah.
Anti-Hope says, why do you think the Market Square looks goofy relative to the rest of KOL? Because it wasn't square, man. It was shaped like a really... flat, squat, frat paddle, man.
Man.
Or like a cutting board with a handle. Or something else made of wood.
Now like it just kind of looks like a sideways rupee.
Oklahoma. Because Oklahoma's made of wood and it has a handle.
Okay.
It's not really made of wood. Nello Mortis says, hey man, you shouldn't have to do the tutorial stuff again when you ascend. You already know how to play, why should you have to learn again? Poof, you don't have to do the tutorial stuff again when you ascend. Maybe he said that after ascending for the first time, between when the council sent him to the tutorial and when he actually went there.
I don't know.
Jack Vermicelli says, is the one account / address thing still in effect? I.e., can I change my address to the one I have my multi on, or would I have to change both to do that? You would have to change both. This doesn't let you double up email addresses. So, yeah. So that would actually kind of suck. If you were trying to swap email addresses for two accounts, that would take like a month.
Yeah.
But, you know, don't do that. Why would you want to do that?
Well, I don't know.
Because if they were both active... Anti-Hope also says, and with that, are there plans to change the other shop areas in general or all the town spots? I don't know. We are kind of starting to run out of room in the town.
Yeah. In places like the wrong side of the tracks is full. And the wrong side of the tracks is full. Let's see here.
Sir Phil Shady says there should be a Were Taco familiar. It is necessary. Yeah. Syrinx Louis says, please, 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 please add a round counter to fights.
I would prefer not to do that.
Yeah, me too. I mean, it's going to be information that most people absolutely don't care about and is never going to apply to them. The only way that I can see it being valuable is helping you abuse combat lengthening strategies, you know, which I just like
need vortex thing.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say like you're breaking some kind of rule by doing that, but I am gonna say that, you know, that's kind of a degenerate way of playing the game.
Yeah, so I think that you should have to expend some mental effort in order to play the game like that.
Yeah,
at the very least.
So you know what you should do? You should get one of those little handheld clickers that counts up. Ichiban Dashi says, do you ever plan to fix the player count that's displayed when you enter a channel? It's always wrong. Is it?
I don't know. I think that maybe the count is like only counting people that are in the channel.
Well, right, which...
And also...
which makes sense given that the sentence is there are X people in this channel.
And and if you compare it against the information from a who, which count, which also totals up the people that are listening, it's going to be wrong. Additionally, if you're in a channel with a low amount of people that you can actually count the people in the channel, it's very possible that someone may have joined or left between the time that you joined the channel and the time that you did a who. So it may not always be right in that the situation may not be the same between then and now.
But what happens in between the time that you join the channel and Horton hears the who?
Magic.
Ooh, 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 it's magic?
You know.
Gleeb says, OMG, the fountain makes hardcore easier.
Someone kill him.
Oh, come on, that's funny.
I'm tired of hearing that.
Oh, come on.
I don't want to.
Safety Not Guaranteed says, do you push it to the limit?
Fahugawa Gods.
Come on, Fahugawa Gods. That was so great.
Yeah.
I had a dream that I was at the Homestar Runner guy's house, and they had all these arcade games. Every once in a while, I have a dream that Steven Tyler from Aerosmith is my uncle, and I visit him at his house, which is invariably across the street from my house, and he has all this really cool Star Wars stuff, because he had all kinds of money in the 70s, and he was all into Star Wars, so he just bought everything. Yeah. Yeah, so I've been getting all the new original trilogy Star Wars Lego sets, and that is some hot shit. TIE Interceptor over here on the bookshelf. Ooh, TIE Interceptor.
Pretty cool.
It's a ghost, apparently. And I had the B-Wing. That was some awesome shit. They had, when I was at the Comic-Con last year, they were demoing some of the new Star Wars Lego sets at their booth at Comic-Con, which, fucking Lego booth at Comic-Con, man. Awesome. And I think they've increased the size of the B-Wing. They had the B-Wing, like, prototype, but it was much smaller. Because the one that I bought was, like, bigger and more elaborate, so made me happy. And it's got this awesome, like, little thing, like, that's like a platform for the guys to stand on while they work on the B-Wing, but it actually allows you to clamp the B-Wing into it, and it stands up on its side. And it's like a display case thing.
I'm still in awe of the Star Destroyer. I mean, whoever engineered that design is awesome.
Gorblack says, love the new fountain. How about allowing us to throw meat in at a chance of getting a clover?
Yeah. We were thinking about letting you make wishes on it.
Yeah. Shaggy says, how about being able to throw meat into the giant superfluous fountain in the hopes of influencing the RNG? if we ever implement that invisible luck stat. Oh, boy. Left asks if we know our own IQs. No.
Mine's like 95.
I think mine's like...
Seriously.
Somewhere between 140 and 150. I don't know how accurate the test I took was.
Damn, Gina. Every time I take one online, I get like 130 to 135 or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I took one when I was a kid, but my parents wouldn't tell me what I got. And now I can't remember to ask.
I'm below average, guys. I'm so horrible.
You really got 95?
Yes, I did.
Wow, that's nuts, man.
Yeah, I'm not very smart.
Yeah, but I mean, IQ tests tend to measure things like sort of logical ability and which
yeah, I mean,
stuff
that
I would expect
that
you to really excel at.
Programmer indicates that.
I don't know.
Jan Dungeon Man asks if we have any Backstreet Boys to play on a music break to annoy people.
I think we've got plenty of songs queued up that are going to annoy people.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of which, I think
that's the same.
Might be time to go ahead and take that break. All right, yeah, here we go. We're up with some Wesley Willis, some Joanna Newsom, some Peter Griffin, and some Rumal Nuurku.
What?
That Rumal Nuurku is the Smells Like Teen Spirit people.
Oh, okay.
So this is like 10 minutes, probably.
All right,
see you a bit.
Once upon a time, a man was attacked by a vampire bird. He was sucked to death. The vampire bird killed him at last. Vampire bad. Vampire bad. Vampire bad. Vampire bad. Vampire bad. The lake of fire tore his ass up. He was burning to the crisp. He was cast to the lake of burning flame. Vampire bad. Vampire bad. Vampire bad. Vampire bad. Vampire bad. Vampire bird stabbed me in my ass too. They sucked the blood out of me, killing me. Vampire bad. Vampire bad. Vampire bad. Vampire bad. Vampire bad. Rock over London, rock on Chicago. Soldiers, it's dead to the last drop.
Suddenly we're spent. Tell me. down on your bread, just a supper of salt and a waltz through your empty bed. And all at once it came to me, and I wrote in hunch till 4:30. But that vestal light, it burns out with the night. In spite of all the time that we spend on it, on one bedraggled ghost of a sonnet, well, outside the wild boar's root, without bending it bow underfoot, oh, it breaks my heart, I don't know how they do it. So don't ask me, and ask for my inflammatory writ. Well, I wrote it and I was not inflamed one bit. Advice from the master derailed that disaster. He said, hand that pen over to me, poetaster. Well, across the great plains, keen and lovely and awful, you late the last great American novels, an unlawful lot left to stutter and freeze blood lit. But at least they didn't run to their undying credit.
Cleveland, sit down. I want to sing a little song that kept me going when I had troubles.
We were at the beach. Everybody had matching towels. Somebody went under a dock, and there they saw a rock. But it wasn't a rock. It was a rock lobster.
Yeah, you're gonna be okay.
Load up on guns and bring your friends. It's fun to lose and to pretend. She's over home and set the show. Oh no, I know the dirty words.
Hey, that didn't seem quite as long as it should have been. Anyway, isn't that cover of Smells Like Teen Spirit great?
Yeah, I love it.
Missing? Riff, you're fired.
Riff is sad again. Yeah, in the earlier days of The Office, we used to sit here and just sing it along with the video.
Ring ding ga dang ga dang. Ring ding ga dang ga dang.
We don't need to hear it again, I don't think.
Okay. A lot of people reporting that there was no familiar description for the wild hair, but that was because we forgot to mark the public. Xenophobe fixed that during the break. Freak2100 says, however, that the feather boa constrictor is still not doing any damage.
God damn it. I'll look after the show.
Left says, hey Jake, can you guys make the fantasy airship equipment zappable? I mean, excluding the huge sword and maybe the mohawk. I just noticed I'm having a hard time getting necklaces. No. Not really a good reason for that. Smooth Booth says, what's up with the auto sell prices in the new armory? They seem a little low compared to the actual item prices. Yeah, we've discontinued the association with auto sell prices and prices in the store.
Have we?
Yeah, it's no longer. The market table now contains the sell price for it in the store. So we can sell stuff at different stores at different prices if we ever wanted to.
So can we make the auto sell value of the villa document smaller again so that it can be sold in the mall for something someone will actually buy for?
Yeah, that's actually a very good plan.
Because I got a couple to sell.
Oh, great.
Dirty bastard.
Laura Chan says, a leprechaun plus hovering sombrero would be really cool. The Cyclops says, nice Simpsons reference with the updates and the messages and the nice lady.
Freund Leven.
Loyal.
Gorblack say, what do the devs mean by charging the March Hare? The March Hare, the way that it works, I don't think it's really spoiling anything or revealing any secrets. Every X number of turns, X being either 15 or fewer than 15 if you get the familiar equipment, you'll get a message about the March Hare winding his watch. Every time he winds his watch, that's how many turns you get at the end of the day. Draculax says, why does Jick smell so bad? Is Draculax like a blood laxative?
Probably. I wouldn't put it past it. Oh, some sort of vampire that sucks blood from Uranus. Like vampire birds?
Like a vampire from Uranus that flies down in a spaceship and sucks blood? Or
I thought of a real explanation for why the stainless steel scarf is an accessory and the other one isn't. Because the extreme scarf is actually meant to keep you warm, so you're wearing it wrapped around your head and neck, so it's a hat. Whereas the stainless steel scarf isn't going to keep you warm anyway, so you've just got it draped over your shoulders like a... You know, like those ribbons that priests wear. So it's just like a fashion accessory.
I see. Excellent.
Wow, that's rather well bullshitted.
Yeah.
Why does I smell so bad, though? We didn't answer Draculax's question.
Is it all that hippie patchouli?
I guess. It's Solar Flare, who I haven't seen
those
any.
All skunks.
Oh, right. Man. Solar Flare says, I haven't seen Solar Flare in a long time, that's right. How can you say the gigantic fountain is superfluous when clearly it serves to give structure to Market Square? Oh, okay.
The non-superfluous?
Cornelius V asks if I've forgotten about his tattoo or if he's being snubbed. Neither. I need to sit down one of these days and go through the handful of people who've now sent in pictures of their real tattoos and give them the tattoos. Somebody got a really cool-looking saber-toothed lion.
Oh, I saw that. It was really cool because it was still bloody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was scary.
Marjad says, I have started drinking Manhattans lately. Do you have plans to implement Manhattans into KOL anytime soon? I don't know what a Manhattan is.
It's a martini, except for with whiskey instead of gin.
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I think that's what it is anyway. I could be wrong.
What was the old WebMonkey cocktail site?
WebTender.com?
No, it was part of WebMonkey.
I
don't know anything about WebMonkey.
Maybe CocktailTime.com? No. There used to be a section of WebMonkey that was all about booze. Let's see what Cocktail.com says about... What the fuck? 1 ounce rye or Irish whiskey. Vermouth. Angostura bitters, a cherry and a lemon twist. Huh. I never understood what Angostura bitters were.
We got some in the cabin.
Yeah, but what does Angostura mean?
It's the name of the region where they were created.
I see.
No, it's the name of the tree that they used to use to flavor it. I think they use something different now.
Viriar says, hey guys, the blues are curious. What y'all think about Haiku Oracle's horoscopes? We know we got your attention. The one I got was cool.
Yeah, I like the one I got too.
I don't know. I don't have a good sense of what kind of variety there is or how many different ones there are, but I mean, it was clever and it was cool. Let's see. A Naked Jew says, the ancestral mini-storage formerly known as Burned Down Hanks.
It would have to be formerly known as mostly Burned Down Hanks, a section mini-storage, which would just be way too much text for that 100 by 100 image.
We could just make an elaborate glyph that means...
That'd be a little confusing to people who ascended for the first time. Oh, yeah, now you're supposed to go to... curly Q with the female symbol and the awk sticking out of the left side of it. Oh, of course. That's gonna be fun when we start doing that. Hieroglyph thing and the it's not yours, it's mine thing.
Yeah,
yeah. It's interesting to see how we can make that unspoilable.
Oh, it'll be unspoilable. Darth Sarah says
it won't be. Somebody will still make a device to play it for you, just because anything that you can logically work out yourself, you can also get a computer to work out for you.
Yeah.
But we can make it difficult.
Unless we
for
put in a bunch
to.
Of CAPTCHAs. or, I mean, if the last step is, you know, writing a poem about a beautiful sunset, and we read the poems and decide whether we feel like they were written by a human.
Just put in a Turing test at the end.
No, excellent. A thing where it actually like pops up on a screen here, and all day we just have to hit like the yes or no button underneath it.
Great.
Darth Sarah asks if I'd be willing to tell the story of the cookie and Vietnam, and I don't understand that question.
What? Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah. Oh, I fixed the feather boa constrictor. It was just a typo. I typed sleazy instead of sleaze.
Aha. Uh-huh.
I feel like I'm going to do that all the time.
Yeah, I frequently type fire instead of hot.
Yeah. You could add a dumbass check at the function.
Yeah. Yon Dungeon Man asks if the armory and legory gets more items as you ascend, like the gift shop. No, it does not.
Hey, I'm not Mr. Skullhead. ProKid 101 thinks I'm Mr. Skullhead.
Eralis says we should melt down. We should have melted down the half a cannon to make the fountain in Market Square.
Wouldn't that like drastically alter history, though? Because if we destroyed the cannon halfway through it being built, then they never shoot the penguins out of the hole in the sky.
Oh yeah. So then they yeah. Wow.
We could just change it every now and then. So like in a week, we'll change it to the 3/4 built cannon, and then the 5/8 built cannon,
and the 6/7 built cannon.
Yeah,
that'd be pretty funny actually if that just kept going up. The 7/8, the 8/9, the 9/10.
I think so. It would just be the same picture.
Doc Drama says, Jick, do you have any brothers? Because your doppelshifter is staying at the inn I work at. That's probably Nightmare.
Is he smaller and swarthier?
Yeah. A little bit shorter, a little bit broader, bushier eyebrows. More movie industry experience. I guess. Maybe met Drew Barrymore? I don't know.
That's something you can tell just by looking at him?
Yeah. No, it's weird. It's just this vacant look in his eyes. like he's just seen the worst. It's like shell-shocked Vietnam vet. Waterboo says, I recently found 4 KOL costumes in a costume store. A Jick, Mr. Skullhead, Bashy, and Boozer Bear. I was going to buy them and send them to you, but my mother wouldn't let me buy them.
What?
I think he's just referring to things that look like what he thinks you guys look like.
Like a ham with a dick hole.
For the Arrgh!
So which one is that? No.
Frokid 101. Whoa. Sorry, Zeno, I thought Mr. Skullhead was on. Sorry.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, that's right. Shane the Pain says, hey, how's it going? Is there any way I could get a radio show on KOL Radio? I promise it'll be good. Talk to who? Amplitude?
I have no idea.
I-Speculum?
I-Speculitude?
A Naked Jew says, the miniature Dormouse description refers to both a wild hair and a March hair. Make up your mind.
Does it? I'll go look.
Yeah. Dr. Van Van Mojo says, is the Harris Adventures at Rollover Effect charged by all adventures or just combat adventures? Just combat adventures. Irish Pride with Firepower is asking us if we want to go to Southern California on April 8th. I'm not sure. We'll have to see.
I'd prefer not to travel.
Neville Den Jacoby says that Mr. Skullhead sounds more like The Edge. Istanbul says Bono's full name is Bono Vox. Translated, it means good voice. He's a bit arrogant, but he sings really well. That's a... no. Turd Ferguson says I sound like Adam Carolla. I don't know that that's actually true. Decyclops says, I find it interesting that thoughts of a sleaze test immediately makes him think of Japanese tentacle monsters and hentai. That's just how Riff rolls. Vidalia asks if the new store is a permanent fixture. What?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Are people just getting used to us putting stuff in and taking it away? I mean, we only really have ever done that for holidays and, like, terrible accidents.
Yeah. Senor Random says, are there any plans to make actual shirts of the shirts you can get from adventuring? I don't know.
I don't think those would sell very well. They're kind of generic.
Albrung says, some guy just sent a message about some proxy giving him infinite meat. If somebody is still doing that, we need to find out who that is so that we can disable them and everyone they know.
Yeah, somebody sent me a link to one today. They didn't comment, so I don't know if they were reporting it to me as something evil they found, I sent it to number 6. Or if they weren't aware that I'm an admin and were trying to scam me. But it's pretty obviously another phishing site.
Torek says, Freddy Got Fingered was an awesome movie. I think it goes over the head of far too many people. I think it maybe goes beside the head of a lot of people.
Under the feet of a lot of...
I mean, there is a lot of really stupid Tom Green retardery in it, but the parts of it that are funny are so funny that they just make up for all of the shit you have to put up with.
Plus, I love the bit with him skateboarding through the mall because he's a good skateboarder.
Yeah, that's really weird.
Yeah, isn't it?
Like, who would have thought that... I mean, it's so rare to see somebody who can actually, like, do a trick on a skateboard, you know?
That's not somebody, like, famous for skateboarding.
Yeah. Sparemeister says, don't forget that Rip Torn was in the original Beastmaster motion picture. Was he?
I don't remember Beastmaster.
Really?
I think I only saw it once, like, ages ago.
And I think some woman taking a bath. Wait, Beastmaster, 1999. Oh, wait. The Beastmaster, 1982. Wow. Yep, Rip Torn as Max. Max with two A's.
He must have played that role to the max.
Ho
ho.
Ho ho. Wow, he's 74?
He looked pretty old in Men in Black. I mean,
yeah, but he doesn't look 74. I don't know. Well, Men in Black 2.
Dagger 376 asks, is the disturbing fanfic ever going to be implemented? No.
Yeah, sorry. Anti-Hope says, can you make clan members join / parts visible without needing to friend them so you know if people join clan chat? Huh. You mean entering, like if somebody in your clan goes...
joins the chat. It gives you an event without you having to add them to their friend list.
I don't know that people want that.
Well, apparently one person wants it. That doesn't mean we should put it in.
Yeah.
BDBY112002 says, have you ever thought of maybe implementing seasons in the game, whereas in winter, more enemies like polar bears and such, and then ticks or something in the summer? There are seasons, it's just that everybody only ever does things at night in the kingdom. Now, that's why the moons are there, so you can't really tell the difference between the different seasons, because everything's so dark.
Also, Kingdom of Loathing is, like, right on the equator?
Yeah.
Or something, so all the seasons are the same?
I
don't know how that works.
The island that we're on actually floats. So
it floats, actually. It just follows the sun.
Yeah.
Exactly. It just kind of sine waves around there. I mean, the reason there are seasons is because of the tilt of the Earth, so the planet that Kingdom of Loathing is on is not tilted.
There you go. It also doesn't rotate.
Yeah. We figured out that.
And therefore, everyone gets regularly crushed by the gravity. Just, I don't know.
I think the problem would be that there wasn't as much gravity.
I'm
not a physicist.
Yeah, me neither.
I think the Earth's real bad. It's probably going to kill me for bullshitting about physics on the show. That's okay.
MaxGuy56 says, I'm working on a KOL platformer, and I was wondering if you guys could make some sound effects for it. Maybe something to the degree of, oh shit, I'm in a platformer.
Oh shit, I'm in a platformer.
Here you go.
I want to see your platformer. I've for a long time, really wanted to do a, like, Castlevania-style KOL game.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here, and for some sound effects, here you go. Blip, blip. This is a really bad radio show.
There you go.
Now you're going to have to get a license from...
because I whistled it out of tune on purpose.
Triple Jake asking for the ability to put things in your display case from Hanks. No, I would say.
Yep. Yep.
Generally asking for more ways to move items is something that we're going to be pretty hesitant to do, because more moving items equals more worse.
And Naked Juice says, is porkoise only a play on pork and turquoise, or on the spelling of porpoise, too? Just pork and turquoise. Well, Lashy says, have we ever thought of implementing fishing? The new fountain would make a great fishing hole. That's something we were actually talking about earlier today. Oh, boy. Let's see. Miss Gwynn says, has there been any more thoughts about the clan mascot, which gives a certain benefit to clan members? One of these days, we gotta have Clan Month.
Clan Month?
Yeah. Which is also Clam Month, as we've decided.
Would there be chowder?
There would be. There would be chowder in both a bag, a barrel, and abundance.
Yay!
Excellent. Is it bag, barrel, and abundance? Or?
I always heard it as a bag, a box, abundance.
A bag, a box, and abundance. Not a batch.
It doesn't really matter.
The other day, Riff referred to somebody's junk as their batch, and that's just become my favorite.
That's
Like, oh, got kicked in the batch.
It's a Mystery Science Theater one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Oh. It refers to, like, the area between your belly button and your genitals is the batch, I believe.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
Huh. Why?
I don't know.
So it's like the opposite of the taint? I mean, assuming that your asshole is the opposite of your belly button.
Wow.
Kuomintang says the new fountain is tacky yet unrefined. But it has...
Is that good or bad?
Fewer titties. It's the slogan of Hooters.
Oh.
So. Noodle Bandit says, what are the odds of there being a familiar of a kiwi, the bird, not the fruit? It would actually be like a little Peter Jackson that followed you around. I don't know what he would do.
That was one of my favorite blank white cards that I did for the con. It was called Unrequited Love, and it was a picture of a kiwi bird gazing lovingly at a kiwi fruit. It was cute.
Yeah, I can imagine.
That's yeah.
Was he playing Kiwi Craze on the NES?
I'm not familiar with that.
No, it's just some game with some bird. I don't know, man. Spinnernet says Zomg Tanufa Melzor makes hardcore easier.
Die, die, die.
People, you guys need a new joke.
Really? Starting to, it was wearing thin about a month ago.
Oh, I see. Shaggy's saying, regarding keep track of who you won against in PvP, you can't fight them for a period of time afterwards. If you can't fight them because of this, gray them out.
Yeah.
Even if we just put it in the session and it wasn't completely accurate all the time, like, if it just kept track of the last people you had fought in that situation and then grazed them out in the list if you look at them immediately after. I feel like most people, when they're PvPing, they do it all at once.
Oh, let's see here. People asking us to further munch the grammar on the wild hair familiar equipment. I think it's messed up enough.
MacMan104 says, is there a reason for the reverb on the radio?
Yes.
There's a lot of alliteration in that sentence. No, I don't know. It just is like this sometimes.
Buffer account asks, is there the possibility of giving a volleyball plus baby gravy fairy familiar? There already is one. It's called the Pygmy Bugbear Shaman. Let's see here.
El Arena says, it would be nice if familiars were part of the custom outfits. I think there are just as many people who would be irritated with that irritated as there are who would be happy about it. So, yeah. Isaac's alter ego says, why isn't there an outfit for pimp items like the cane and hat?
There's a pimp hat?
Yeah, it's a bling plus a meat helmet.
Oh, yeah, pimp and meat hat. Okay. That's right.
Anti-Hope says, yeah, why are flaming talons offhand if they're talons, which would be more like gloves? You can only cut the talons off the left hand of a flaming troll.
Or right hand if you're left-handed.
They're gloves, but I mean, they're gloves with big, burning, sharp claws on them, and wearing them makes you unable to do anything else with that hand.
It sets your offhand on fire.
Yeah.
So it makes it kind of tough to hold one when you're going, birdie! Because that's how all people sound talk when they're on fire.
Yeah, rather than just going, ah!
Or just crackle, 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 crackle.
Yeah.
ZZTman the Fifth says, Jake, you're thinking about Kraws with the whip, man. Oh, sorry. Turtle Chef says, I would think ZZTman would be for ZZ Top. I'm guessing with his knowledge of Kraws, you're probably wrong. But you might be right. You know what? I like ZZ Top.
Rockstar says, does the game frustrate you? Yes, the game does frustrate me. I'm not sure what frustrate means.
It would frustrate me more if I actually played more.
001 says, do you leave weaker familiars around just to make other familiars better in comparison? Example, a normal baby gravy fairy versus the elemental baby gravy fairy. Will there be improvements for them, or will they just sit in our terrariums and gather dust? Well, I mean, elemental baby gravy fairies are just much, much harder to get.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know.
I mean, we need something there that is good that newbies can get so that they've got something to use until they've managed to get the good stuff.
I mean, I guess that's a good point, though. That I mean, I guess, you know, certain familiars just completely eliminate the usefulness of other familiars, which kind of sucks, but, you know, at the same time, I think it's pretty unavoidable unless we're going to have a very short number.
Well, I mean, that's like complaining that 150 power sword makes your 30 power sword useless.
Yeah, there you go. Smooth Moves says, between level 8 and 10, it seems the quests are finished much faster than the next level is reached. Any chance of other high-stat quests there? So tired of grinding the peak. We're definitely working on that kind of stuff. That little doldrums there. I don't know. There might be some guild quest stuff to do at that level. There might be some, I don't know.
What actual level is that doldrum in? When
between 8 and 10, it seems.
It depends on how many skills you have banked.
8 to 10. We've got a little bit of stuff slated for around there. We could probably use some more.
Mulvaney says, I've got a friend who wants to name his children 1 and 3 just so they can wonder what happened to the non-existent 2.
Yeah, my name is Juan Johnson. That would be a horrible name.
You can name one Uno and the other one Trey.
Uno and Do, if you're speaking Esperanto. You name your fourth kid Kavar, which isn't a bad name.
And naturally, your seventh son should always be named Septimus.
Septimus?
Yes, it's the best name ever.
Would his middle name be Prime?
A Naked Jew says there's a capitalization error with the word that's in the item description for paper plate male pants. Riff should take a look at that.
I can, I can do that.
Oh, O'Grady says, I'm hiding in my room typing with one hand in the dark. Oh, and today is the OCE Drunk Fest. What the hell does that mean?
It's probably some sort of university thing.
Gorblack says, can I become a bumbling grunt work performing intern for Asymmetric? Could anyone? I know some people here would work for free. We should get an intern.
Oh, what did he do?
I don't know.
Give us blowjobs.
Yeah.
And light our cigars.
We should get a female intern if that's the case.
I don't want a bunch of blowjobs.
Yeah, I guess that's true, yeah.
Oh, wait, I'm married. I can't have an intern.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
At least not one that she knows about anyway.
It'd be pretty hard to hide. Nama's been kind of an intern, but she just cleans.
Oh, let's see here.
Let's see. Dakio says, why can't I have a bionic frog by combining a clockwork endoskeleton with a squashed frog? That's kind of funny.
It would still get run over by cars. Oh, let's see here.
Ask Riff and Zeno, says Gorblax, how to spell Fahugwa gods. Don't let them look at the screen.
Too late.
I don't know.
You spelled it wrong, by the way. There's two Qs.
Let's see.
Fred Levy says, I think you spelled the word Ghiblis wrong and whatever NPCR head has that word mentioned in.
I looked it up somewhere, and that was the way it was spelled where I looked it up. I don't know. I mean, maybe where I saw it was inaccurate. I don't think it matters.
This guy spelled it J-I-B-L-I-E-S, which I think is...
No, it's got to have two B's in it. J-I-B-L-E-S would be Ghiblis.
Or Ghibles.
Yeah.
Weird.
Midnight Texas, can we get more Homestar mentions in the game? We'll work them in.
Yeah, eventually.
That's sort of like my second tier reference saturation goal. We're the first tier is that hack.
Yeah.
So Count D has posted the Thursday night drinking game.
Oh.
This is kind of ridiculous rules, though. One shot whenever somebody says 120 minutes of. One bottle of tequila if the above sentence ends with Jick/Zeno typing. One beer whenever anybody starts humming the Katamari Damacy theme.
I think you should have to drink constantly while it's being hummed.
Three shots whenever anybody says something along the lines of, everything's done, Jick just has to draw the art. One piece of toast whenever everybody starts laughing in unison. One shot whenever somebody says, now that's quality radio, or a related statement. One beer when we run out of questions. Two shots at the first mention of my big veiny cock. One glass of champagne if somebody codes a suggestion over the duration of the show. Throw in a shot if that person's Zeno. One sip of beer for each second Jick goes, One strip of bacon whenever they tell Gorblex they're not going to name the gift shop tonight.
Well, that's the best drinking game rule ever.
One beer whenever somebody loses the radio bugbear messages. One shot whenever somebody says something along the lines of, we do that, but that requires work, which I'd have to do, and I don't like working.
That's mostly me.
One shot whenever anybody asks how many of a certain item are in the game. One shot when Riff says, I'll make a note of it. One shot whenever somebody asks when, if the Pickle Factory will be back. Two shots if they reply with, none may know the hour of its coming and going, a la Scully. One sip of beer when they tell a listener they need to message Laenia. One sip when they tell a listener they need to submit a bug report. One beer if they ban somebody during the show. One six-pack if they disable somebody during the show. One shot whenever somebody says submit questions to Radio Bugbear. And one beer whenever they answer a question that makes no sense or is obviously an hour slash show slash month late.
Excellent.
I like the Katamari Damacy rule.
Obviously, I need to start taking notes of things more often.
Bunny of Bandler says there should be an accessory called oboe shoes. It would lower your moxie, but give you the ability to wield the oboe, which would kick ass. The bow and the idea of oboe shoes.
Oboe shoes is a reference to something. I don't remember what.
Imagine that. No, I'm kidding.
Gorblack says, I've got 99 not funny cartoon characters, but Richie Rich ain't one. Turtleshaft says, people without a high IQ can do well for themselves. Andy Warhol had an IQ of 86.
Really?
Palpy says, damn you, now I need to get the Lego TIE Interceptor. Damn right. Gorblex says, I was taking a final today and the proctor announced 11 minutes left. I shouted, that's ridiculous, it's not even funny, and everyone just stared at me.
Oh.
Bunny Up Andler says, Dormouse, typo or reference? Reference. I mean, it's not really, I mean, it's just a word.
Maybe they think it should have two O's.
Yeah.
Dormouse.
Count D says, thanks for playing that music during the break. Not only does the Joanna Newsom rock, but it cleared up a 64K spot. Maildwin says, would it kill you to play some Warren Zevon?
Yes.
No. In fact, I will play some Warren Zevon when we stop doing show. But the only song that I like by Warren Zevon is I Was in the House When the House Burned Down, so that's what I'm going to play. Smooth Mooth says, do you guys still play any tabletop RPGs? I spotted some old D&D books at Wrath of Khan. I have actually basically never played a tabletop RPG.
Really?
Well, I never had people to play with. Like, in high school, there was a period of 4 or 5 months where we would sometimes play RPGs after school with some guys that...
That's true. I didn't play much actual tabletop RPGs until after high school, like in college and after that. I left, like, three... on-running campaigns behind when I left Pittsburgh.
I don't know, man. I feel like I drink too much and my attention span is too short for that kind of thing now.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. I wouldn't mind playing Paranoia if somebody would run it, but it's like, the only thing that I ever played a lot of was the Star Wars RPG before they switched to the D20 system, which that was cool. But we always ended up just doing these weird, like, sort of fantasy dungeon things with our Star Wars characters. It wasn't like, so that, I don't know.
I ran a really
Star Wars is actually boring to role play.
Yeah,
you know, and the stuff that actually happens in the movies and stuff, it's all political and stuff.
I ran a really good Call of Cthulhu game once in Pittsburgh, but
was it Gibbous?
Was it Gibbous? What?
Was it?
Or Squamous?
Squamous?
Or Cyclopean?
Yeah.
I think I used up all my Game Master mojo on that campaign, though. I'm not a good Game Master because I'm not good at improv.
Dyslexal Sid says, what's something kick-ass I can do to get recognized in the kingdom? Have that cool name. Dyslexal Sid.
It's palindromic.
MacMan 104 says cocktail time.com. Yeah, but cocktailtime.com is now owned by some domain squatter. Or maybe it's not. No, you know what? It just looks like it's owned by a domain.
Wow. What the if your site this? Looks like a domain squatter, you need to fix your site.
The category labels at the top of this are vodka, margaritas, tea, martini, my bloody Valentine, Soho, and hotels.
Okay. This is some
what the fuck kind of weird ass domain squatter is this? It's got a bunch of categories at the top that are all these names of drink types. But then there's travel, finance, home, business, entertainment, and lifestyle. One of the categories on the left is also Paul Harrington. It's Paul Harrington. He's a professional harmonica player, according to Phoenix. This is... Yeah, so, man, WebMonkey, how far you've fallen. Benito Mussolini says, why don't I make the trains run on time?
Nicobot says, don't know if anyone's mentioned this yet, but the last line in the haiku for the Wild Hare only has 4 syllables. I just fixed that.
You did?
Yep. So take a shot of a glass of champagne. Not quite sure what I'm going for. Then.
A shot of champagne.
Yeah. That's not quite fixing a bug so much as it is just spindling something.
I don't know. I'm looking at a Naked Jews thing about stuff.
Let's see here. Rockstar says, how the hell could someone get 350 drunkenness? There are ways, Wen Padawan, of increasing your drunkenness beyond mortal limits. That wasn't a very good Star Wars reference.
Microbrain says, the Bonovox thing comes from a hearing aid store in Dublin called Bonovox. Wasn't you two... Didn't they start out as like a Christian band?
I don't know.
I'm almost sure they did. Rudd says, if you show up to Southern California, you will be able to drink as many sodas as you want, because I am providing drinks to the beach party. I don't drink soda. Fish fuck in it.
Get out of my head.
That's funny, because I don't think fish have ever fucked in soda.
Safety not guaranteed says, in all seriousness, do you want a summer intern? It would be working for some crap insurance company. I don't know if any of you want to come out here during the summer.
Plus, I don't know how much good an internship with us is going to be on your resume.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not quite sure how good working for this company is going to be.
Oh, come on. I'll give you a good recommendation.
Yeah.
I'll be like, he always showed up on time, but he lived at work.
Don't say that.
Togashi Kokujin says, is there a plan to make and sell hoodies? Yes. Actually. But we haven't done it. Rick Fuel says, however, with no planetary rotation, there's also no gravity? I don't think that's true.
I'm not going to get into
but that. If it is, whoop, there goes gravity. But I'm bumped. Nate Dog says, considering adding corn to the game, then I could shout, hey, there's corn in here, and not look like a fool. MacMan
corn is no place for a mighty warrior.
There's already corn. Just look on your toes.
MacMan 104 says clam chowder isn't kosher.
Okay.
Turtleshaft says, I think it's called a batch because it's like the belly snatch. Thus, batch.
I don't ever want to hear that again now.
Knee Cockhand says, could we get a cat familiar or something cat-like? By the way, it's pronounced Knee Cockhand. Yes, I know. I listen to my wife's show sometimes. Sometimes I just fall asleep during it. One Ton Tomato says, how about a way to bribe the Hall of Records to give to show a given consumption/collection record the next day? Well,
No.
Because how would you specify which one you were bribing him for?
Without spoiling the entire game.
Yeah.
And what happens when, I mean, would it be a contest where the ex people who offered him the most money got their choices? I mean,
because it seems like it would just always be the, like, meat stack collection or whatever. Because whoever had the most meat would always win. Laura Chan says, do you think cucumbers taste better pickled? Yes. Verbrant says, there should be a guitar weapon like FLCL.
Hootie Cootie.
Yeah, the diesel-powered bass guitar.
Jack Vermicelli says, would it be worth looking into a way to finding a way to assign an ignore status to slots in custom outfits so that a blank spot in the custom wouldn't remove the item already worn in that? They used to work like that, but then it turned into a gigantic item duping factory. So unequipping everything with a custom outfit is basically required, because otherwise the logic just gets too janky.
Jazzbot is reporting who the person is with the password harvesting site.
What?
So we should take a look at that. And Naked Juice says, in one of the Harris combat messages, the word loony, L-O-O-N-E-Y, should be spelled L-O-O-N-Y, right? I don't know.
Loony would be spelled with two O's.
No, with it, whether it has an E in between the M and the Y or not.
Not necessarily. I mean, I think it's valid either way.
Yeah, it says in... Merriam-Webster says loony, variants, loon, E-Y. So...
No, I think that's right.
Crazy or foolish.
The Pooh says, any chance of getting eat or drink multiple functions similar to use multiple? No.
Count D says, if you add oboe shoes, you have to add in my jazz gloves. We do gotta put...
Jazz hands.
Me back in grade school grammar classes. We gotta do jazz hands somewhere.
That'll have to be an effect for something.
Oh boy. Yeah. So Disco Banjo made up this commercial for a fictional taco restaurant.
Oh no.
He knows this guy named Jocko, and who he works with, and I guess he just went up to him and said, "Hey Jocko, if you ever open a taco stand, I'll totally make your first commercial. Cause check out this song I just made up. Come and buy a burrito from Jocko. He's a guy who won't spit in your taco, but he might take a dump in your socko. So don't take off your socks in the store. S-O-C-K-S. Jazz hands." And then you do the jazz hands while saying jazz hands. Because that's really funny. Yeah, because it's a radio commercial is why it's funny that you're doing jazz hands. Tokashi Kokujin says, what's your opinion on pencils? I ain't got one.
Pencils? So he said...
I like mechanical pencils.
Pencils are good for stabbing things.
I do like mechanical pencils.
Yeah. I have, like, a really awesome mechanical, like, drafting pencil, where you still have to sharpen the lead, but it's this weird little sharpener. It's awesome.
Jello Bois says, suggests checking the Wayback Machine at archive.org to find the WebMonkey liquor thing. Togashi Kokujin says, has Jick elongated the NPZR dance yet? God, I didn't realize that actually got out where people could see it.
The what?
My ninja pirate zombie robot dance that I made up. I think Vita Londres taped me doing it once in Seattle. I made up a dance for Balham.
Oh, I remember the dance. Is it posted somewhere?
I don't know, man. But yeah, it's a... It wasn't very... You could only see me from the waist up, so you couldn't see the actual, you know, fancy footwork, you know, which was just stomping. But, Kuomin Tang is asking, was that Zeno that just said they were from Pittsburgh? No, it was Riff. Were you a Pitt student? I'm a Pitt student.
Nope, I was an Art Institute of Pittsburgh student.
I was a Sarlacc Pit student. I learned the meaning of pain while being slowly digested over 1,000 years. Oh boy.
Alright.
10 minutes left. Rutabaga just posted the link.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Vlad Slipshot asks how married life is treating me. It's great. All of the time that I don't spend having sex, I get to work more. Because when you get married, you stop having sex. Get it? Funny joke.
Right.
Did you hear they discovered a food that reduces a woman's sex drive by 100%? Wedding cake. Yeah, we didn't have any wedding cake. We couldn't afford it. It would have been like an extra $5 for a piece of cake at the chapel. We spent all our money on the nosegay.
I love the word nosegay.
I like it even more because it's a progress quest. One of the quests.
We were walking past a Gaylord's restaurant with the nosegay. We thought about taking it in. See if we'd get some kind of discount.
You're going to get the nosegay serviced.
Yeah, Sleepy G says what I suspected. Gravity is tied to mass, not rotation. I used to think that gravity was a result of air.
Well, I didn't. I know that it's a result of mass, but I thought that the rotation causes us, gives us the centrifugal force that balances.
Yeah, but centrifugal forces.
Like the balance between us being thrown off the planet by the spinning is countered by the pushing down from the gravity, and therefore we're not crushed.
Yeah, but there's not a that like the force that actually throws stuff out is imaginary. Centripetal force actually moves towards the center of the.
Okay. I don't know.
Something. Hell, I don't know.
I don't know.
It's I would think though that, I mean, in Armageddon. They landed on that asteroid,
well,
right?
Yeah, here's some accuracy coming.
No, well, okay, but for instance, in Arthur C. Clarke's stuff, in like 2061, they land on Halley's Comet, which I don't think is spinning, and he would have checked.
That's true.
To see if that was important. So, anyway.
So I was watching this movie, Waterworld, right? And wait, no.
Wait, really?
No, I've never seen Waterworld.
Waterworld is good.
I never saw it either. Wow, you liked it? You must be the only one.
Yon Dungeon Man says, did you know that when a sperm whale ejaculates, over 4,000 gallons of semen are released into the ocean? Now you know why the ocean is so salty.
Is that why they're called sperm whale?
I don't think so. ZZ Man, or ZZT Man the Fifth says, what is love?
Baby, don't hurt me. No more.
Binary says, can we bribe Joe the records guy to not show certain records like NO beer consumption or perhaps Otorian battle scar consumption? Come on, I never get to be in the spotlight here. let me have my moment of glory as the only person. Do you ever come up on the like asbestos ore?
That doesn't choose them. Oh, okay. It's not food. Oh. But that would be pretty funny.
That would be.
Disabler says, and I agree, the meatsmith needs a makeover. He's all blurry and weird looking.
That's just the fact that you're not wearing glasses every time you go talk to him.
Yeah. XXXiana, or XXXiana, I don't know if that's like a bug report or something.
Let me go check it. I think I already fixed that.
But I can't tell. I mean,
oh.
There's all the HTML entities in there.
Yeah, I think it just got messed up.
Dyslexalcid says there should be a giant yellow fish that's bigger than the game itself that can't carry a carrot and a cardboard cutout at the same time.
What?
Argus is asking if a mechanical pencil familiar would be possible.
Theoretically, but.
Well, yeah, I mean, any familiar you want to suggest is not impossible, but it doesn't mean we're going to make one.
Vicky says, I used to think gravity was the result of tiny, tiny magnets in everyone's bloodstream. Non-living things were still affected because of the lifeblood of the planet. I was a retard. Wow. I actually, when I was a kid, I remember thinking that gravity came from the presence of air, because, like, what is there in space? No air and no gravity, so that must be connected somehow.
Logical.
But then I figured it out. Pastoroni says, actually, a friend of mine loved Waterworld.
Okay.
Disco Neck Ted says, have you heard about the new Playboy for married men? It has the same centerfold every month. MaxGuy56 says, Jick, you are not alone. I, too, liked Waterworld. I also hate MySpace, watch Arrested Development, and eat dry noodles. You are not alone. What's the dry noodles thing?
I have no idea.
I mean, have we had this conversation? Oh, right, because Scully was saying that I was crazy because I like eating uncooked spaghetti.
Yeah.
Oh, God, ramen. No, ramen is sick.
Ramen, it's
disgusting.
I mean, I would only ever eat it if all I had in the house was dry ramen and no money, and I'd been eating cooked ramen for so long that I was ready to throw up if I had to eat more of it. That is the situation in which I will eat ramen dry. But it still sucks because it gets crumbs everywhere. There's no way to eat dry ramen neatly.
Could put yourself in a plastic bubble.
Yeah.
And then vacuum.
If I'm in a plastic bubble, though, I probably have larger problems than the lack of food.
I don't know, man. Being in a plastic bubble, just for the sake of being in a plastic bubble, would be kind of cool. You ever see that the Super Monkey Ball promo videos with the guy who was in a plastic bubble?
No.
And he would go in and he'd try to swim. He'd just jump and start running. And he'd fall over. The funny part is when he fell over. So yeah.
Falling over equals comedy.
Yeah. Like in Wind Waker, whenever you have Link run around on the ice and you try to run too far in another direction, he falls on his face.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. This has been a 120 minutes of a lowbrow comedy with a xenophobic riff.
Yeah, America saying he needs a little bit of time. His song database in Sam got wiped, and so it's now indexing all of his MP3s again. All
right.
So we
play 20 minutes of music.
Right. He says he needs at least 5 minutes and he'll be set. So we need this Warren Zevon song is 3 minutes long. I think we can probably fuck around for another 2 minutes.
Right on.
Johnny Extreme says, "Hey, how about a talking space coyote familiar? It would be a pretty sly Simpsons reference."
One that I'm not getting.
Really? You never said the one where Johnny Cash was the voice of Homer's spirit animal when he goes on some peyote trip?
Whoa.
I forget exactly what
that
happened.
That sounds like an awesome episode.
Yeah,
I missed it.
It was cool. I forget what it is that gives him the... I don't remember if he takes peyote or if he just... Yeah. You know, they do a lot of those. There were a lot of episodes of The Simpsons where one character or another just goes on some drug trip.
Yeah, like Lisa being able to see through time from eating something or other. Or no, she drinks something, I think.
Then there was the sensory deprivation tank episode.
Yeah.
Simpsons did it.
Aria Katapo says, "Remember when Gob ate raw spaghetti?" Or Job?
What?
Gob? No. Jan Dungeon Man says, "Ramen is sick uncooked. Raw spaghetti is delicious. I agree with you wholeheartedly." Jello Bois has uploaded the NPZR video to You Send It. I'm not going to read this link because, A, I don't want to read this string of characters out loud, and B, I don't want everybody and their brother seeing that video. Apparently, it was on Noblesse Oblige's website.
Now that it's on You Send It, everyone will be able to see it.
What is You Send It?
It's one of those, the myriad of video sharing websites that have been popping up recently. The ones that try to be as cool as Google Video, but just fail.
Neville DiJacoby says it was the wax-covered Mexican insanity pepper that he loves. Oh, right, because it's the chili cook-off where Marge makes him promise that he won't get drunk at the chili cook-off, and then he ends up eating the insanity pepper, and it burns him so bad that he's running around going crazy, and all he can find to put out the fire in his mouth is, a whole bunch of beer. And then he gets super drunk, and she gets really mad at him and kicks him out of the house, so that he's wandering around trying to, figure out what to do about it in his spirit animal.
I always like the way that the first 5 minutes of Simpsons doesn't have anything to do with the rest of the show. They did one once that where they strung together six or eight of those false start plots, and more than half the episode had nothing to do with the rest of the plot. It was pretty funny.
A lot of people saying, yep, Chilean insanity peppers, because he put wax on his tongue so that he could get it down. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Are we ready to go?
The NPZR dance link is on the wiki.
Oh, great.
God damn it.
Somebody needs to put it in a better format than WMV.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, It was a good dance, though. I like it when I dance.
Can you dance all night?
I can dance if I want to. I can do the NPCR dance if I want to. All right, so we're going to give Merrick a three-minute countdown. We're going to play you some Warren Zevon, I Was in the House and the House Burned Down. And we're going to... I'll see you on Monday. These kids probably see you on Thursday.
Sayonara. Woot.
Night-night, kids.
I had the ship till it all got smoke. I kept the promise till the vow got broke. I had to drink from the laughing cup. I stood on the banks till the river rose up. I saw the bride in her wedding gown. I was in the house when the house burned.